Inauna.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September 22nd, 2023. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly currently underway in New York here in America, with the Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying his country is fully committed to the elimination of TB in line with targets set out in the Sustainable Development Goals. Mr. Mnangagwa spoke at a plenary session on TB at the 78th UNCA in New York today. He said his country will continue to prioritize equitable access to TB prevention for all Zimbabweans.
TB is a global challenge, hence global cooperation, financial and technical support, as well as technology sharing and transfer remain crucial. Zimbabwe welcomes the focus on financing and innovation along with the equitable access to prevention, testing, treatment, and care in our global TB response. These aspects will undoubtedly ensure equitable quality and people-centered tuberculosis care in the context of universal health coverage. May I reaffirm that Zimbabwe is fully committed to the elimination of TB in line with targets set out in the SDGs and the End TB Strategy. This has led to the removal of our country from the list of 22 high-burdened countries. We continue to prioritize equitable access to TB prevention, quality diagnosis, treatment and care services for all Zimbabweans. Added focus is on measures to address the social determinants of the disease, such as food and nutrition, poverty, overcrowding, malnutrition, and lack of access to health care. Further, my government has decentralized TB health care services to all our communities, particularly those whose existing vulnerabilities are compounded by TB. Equally, we have been quick to adopt new treatment options to optimize our TB response. To date, Zimbabwe has adopted the WHO multi-sectoral accountability framework for tuberculosis to enhance collaborative efforts in the fight against TB. Despite the progress made, the importance of access to new tools, including a TB vaccine for all our people in need, cannot be overemphasized. I call on us all to scale up our resolve to end the suffering caused by this ancient disease.
That was Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. On International Day of Peace and on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, the United States announced the new initiatives to help consolidate the role women play in building peace and strengthening security around the world. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the details.
As world leaders continue to address the United Nations General Assembly, another event in New York, attended by high-level officials, focused on the critical role women play in peace-building around the globe and how to protect them from the threats they often face when doing so.
Rape and sexual violence in conflict continue with impunity. Women peace-builders face reprisals for speaking out on atrocities. The real-world examples are all around us. In Afghanistan, where women are forced into the shadows and subjected to what many call rightly gender apartheid. In Sudan, the cries of women and girls seem sometimes to have been forgotten, despite ongoing suffering and atrocities.
The importance of women being able to hold leadership positions and have equal and meaningful participation in decision-making processes was underscored by Romania's Foreign Minister, Luminița Odobescu.
And in order for this process to be irreversible, education for gender equality and inclusion is key. Education of children and youth, paramount for a sustainable future, but also education of adults and professionals in different sectors, including those in security institutions.
UN Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced new initiatives to bolster the global fight for women's and girls' inclusion.
One new way we'll do this is by supporting the WPS Centers of Excellence that are building connections between government officials and civil society leaders, and helping them integrate gender perspectives into peace and security policies.
The U.S. government will also release in the fall an updated national action plan on women, peace, and security, Blinken added.
It outlines how we'll incorporate the needs and the perspectives of women and girls into our own diplomacy, defense, development policies going forward in the years ahead.
In less than a month, the annual report on women, peace and security will be presented to the United Nations Security Council. It will also highlight the need to broaden women's participation in peace-building efforts and lay out proposals to do so. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, the United Nations.
A Zimbabwean magistrate did not show up in court to make a ruling in a case in which jailed opposition former MP for Zengeza West, Job Skala, is accused of disorderly conduct. Skala has been in jail for more than 15 months. His lawyer, Mr. Freddy Masarirevu, had this to say. That was Job Skala's lawyer, Fred Masarirevu, speaking in Harare. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly currently underway in New York. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss what is going on at UNGA, we are joined via Skype by Professor Elliot Masocha, based in Ohio, here in the United States, Mr. Arnold Mugadla of ZANU-PF, joining us from New York, and Mr. Simbabako of the CCC, based in Canada. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll start with you, Professor Masocha. I understand we are now using the phones instead of Skype. What is your take on Zimbabwe's attendance at the United Nations General Assembly?
My take is that it's always good to attend that world stage and be heard on what you'll be talking about, whether it makes sense or not. And then behind the scenes, I know for sure there will be a lot of other discussions, other collaborations, and a lot of other things. But it only counts if we are going to talk about the truth of what is happening in our country and also blaming ourselves as a country, as a government, on where we think we are not doing right. For example, corruption, because we can paint ourselves as good as we can, but you know, looking right on the ground on what thing, how things are happening in Zimbabwe, unemployment rate, and you know, kids graduating from school or a dropout. What I got from the president's address was that everything seemed perfect, you know, from our part as the government, whatever we are doing, and the blame is on others. Okay, so, which is not something that I expected. I expected the president, of course, to talk about the positives, of course, to talk about the sanctions that, you know, he has been talking many times, and also SADC and African Union to talk about climate change, but also to get into our own self hearts and say, well, you know, regardless of all that, we have problems like corruption. We have, you know, problems like emigration, because a lot of Zimbabweans are getting out of Zimbabwe not to run from luxury and good things that have been painted by the president.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But running away from the failure of the economy.
Thank
and
you.
I didn't hear that.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Professor Masocha. Let me go to Mr. Bako. Mr. Bako, you heard what President Mnangagwa said when he was speaking about the great work he is doing back home. Do you agree? Hello, Mr. Bako.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, no, thank you very much. And yes, I did listen to the speech of President Mnangagwa. And to me, it really sounds like the same old song that we have heard before. And what matters most is what is happening to our people back home in Zimbabwe. What has happened to Zimbabwe ever since he came in, and what is in Zimbabwe right now? It is very clear that these are very tired men who have really failed to deliver as far as the people on the ground are concerned, as far as the people's lives are concerned in Zimbabwe. So that speech to me was nothing, the same old song, and I won't put much into it. It just came because he has to come, but otherwise, given what has happened in Zimbabwe recently, the past elections, which were a shamble, which were an embarrassment, and I think even himself to be standing in front there, he was actually embarrassed to be standing in front of people, given what has just happened, and the report that we have on hand right now is just an embarrassment. So these guys, I would say, they've just failed, and it is time that they should stand up and be bold enough and just leave and let those who can take care of things do that. And the people of Zimbabwe are demanding that, and the people of Zimbabwe, they want change. So I think that's what I should say should have been talked about more, and that's what the people want to hear. Because like what Ms. Masota said, the people on the ground, there's nothing that will change. The level of corruption has actually gone up. And to tell you something, soon after the election, the people on the ground right now, things have just got even worse, because it's all about confidence. Mm-hmm. After the elections and the sham elections, the confidence now has been to its lowest. And you cannot expect anything from an economy where there's no confidence. So it's just a shame, and that speech to me was just a tired story that we have heard about. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Let me go back to Professor Masocha. Professor Masocha, you raised the issues of corruption and migration in the country. Do you think the United Nations General Assembly was the right platform to discuss or for Mr. President to talk about this at the UNGA instead of dealing with them in the country?
Well, I think it was a good thing just to be transparent of challenges we are facing in Zimbabwe as a way of trying to get help and just to be honest. Because if you're not going to talk about the problems that your country is facing and some of your shortcomings, then I think, and then end up saying Zimbabwe is open for business. To me, that's a contradiction. Can Zimbabwe be open for business right now when there is that level of corruption? Okay, when there is that immigration, unemployment rate, and all sorts of things? I don't think so. So if you really want investors to take you serious, you're going maybe to apologize and say something that you are doing in order to fight those shortcomings like corruption, like immigration, and say, well, come and help me and my country to fight this, and let's fight unemployment. Mm-hmm. So it was, a good platform for me to say that, and I don't think there were any limits from anybody, for the president to say that, because I think other presidents have said those things that were troubling, their government.
Thank you so much, Professor. Let's hear from Mr. Bako. Mr. Bako, there are platforms that are meant for some of these issues that you have raised that a president should have exposed or discussed about at the UNGA or UNCA in New York. In Zimbabwe, the government says it is doing everything to contain corruption. And when it comes to migration, the government says people are going out looking for greener pastures, not that there is a problem in Zimbabwe. What do you say about this?
Oh, thank you very much. I think it's very wrong to say people are going in Zimbabwe. I live in Zimbabwe to look for greener pastures. Not that there's no problem in Zimbabwe. People are going because there's nothing in Zimbabwe that they can stay for. They cannot sustain themselves in Zimbabwe. That's why people are leaving Zimbabwe to go elsewhere. But what I want to bring up to guys is when we have this platform to make these cities like we did, let's compare with the speech from the previous year. In his speech last year, he talked about exactly the same thing. The question is, what is he going to do after he spoke about it last year? What has he done to reduce the corruption in Zimbabwe? What has he done about the life of people? What has he done to make Zimbabweans want to live in their own country? That's the big question that we must ask him, because he came with the same story that he came last year, and he's telling us the immigration issues. What have we done about the immigration issues? The issue at the end is right at next door in South Africa, where Zimbabweans are being asked to go back, but none of them want to go back. They have to be forced, they have to be deported to go back to Zimbabwe, because there's nothing for them to go back to. So this issue, the question is, what is he or what is Zimbabwe doing about these problems that is telling us at the United Nations General Assembly?
Mm-hmm. Professor Masocha, we had former President of South Africa, Mr. Thabo Mbeki, saying Mr. Mnangagwa must do things in the interests of Zimbabweans. What is the broader meaning of this statement?
Well, it can mean a lot to and different things to different people. I don't really know what he was talking about, whether he was talking about the disputed elections that the president said everything went well. So from the president of Zimbabwe's standpoint, he could say, well, I was voted by the majority. So the majority rules. So I don't know where he was coming from, Zimbabwe.
President Thabo Mbeki was speaking on SABC in New York, and he was talking about the disputed August elections in Zimbabwe, since he also managed to bring sanity in Zimbabwe in 2008-2009 by coming up with the unity government. So that was why and where he was coming from.
Yeah, but are the interests of Zimbabweans not enshrined in the country's constitution? Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he is aware of that, because when I was listening to the president, President Mnangagwa, he was saying, well, we went to elections, we followed our constitution. If there were any disputes, nobody went to court. And I know for sure, understanding the Zimbabwean constitution, that was supposed to be done, the basis of or what was supposed to be done in terms of a contested election or any problems was to go to court. So his justification was nobody went to court according to the constitution of our country, which means everything is okay. So I don't know if former President Mbeki was looking into what actually is supposed to govern a country, the country's constitution in terms of the interests of Zimbabwe. But then the president, you know, President Mnangagwa can say, well, the interests of Zimbabwe were 100% observed because we never saw anybody going to court to dispute elections, meaning that everybody agreed.
I think that's a good question that Mr. Bako should respond to. Mr. Bako, we heard that President Mnangagwa said no one complained about the elections, which means the elections were like considered to be in order.
Oh, thank you. I think what's important is we know what happened in the elections. I think the whole world knows what happened in the elections. Not going to court was, it's not like it's an endorsement to the election. At the same time, going to court, to a court that we know what was going to happen there in terms of the capture of the court, it was a waste of time. And that's why there was no court cases, because it was a waste of time and we knew what the, and was actually a way of like solidifying his win, because they're going to go to court and lose. But now, people did not challenge it in court, but what is clear is the report that the from the observers. That clearly says that the election was a shamble, was not free and fair. And actually that alone, yes, he can say he's in power, he's been declared the president, but we know it's clear out there that the elections were not free and fair, and it still stands. It doesn't take away the fact. Coming on what President Mbeki said about bringing solutions to Zimbabwe, given what he based on what they did in 2008-2009, guys, for how long are we going to have repeated elections in Zimbabwe? And for how long are we, how many GNUs are we going to have? Because the people who come in the GNU, if they are not sincere, we are going to be back again to what happened after the past GNU. And I don't think anyone wants that to happen again. If we have a GNU, then what? A GNU is like a plaster band. It's not really going to get rid of the problem. We still have the problem. It's a temporary thing, but are ZANU-PF sincere enough to usher in a new proper election which would be undefeated? That's the biggest question that we have, and that has to be addressed. Even if President Mbeki wants to come in and help, those issues have to be addressed. And these are issues of sincerity. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Professor Masocha, President Ramaphosa, or Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa, also said SADC is going to discuss the Zimbabwe issue. How is this being received out there by Zimbabweans?
Well, it all depends which Zimbabweans receive such type of news to go and discuss the issue of Zimbabwe. And it's not the first time that SADC has done that or said that, but I think, to be honest, as far as we know, it's just going to be a discussion that is not going to change anything. Okay. And, you know, just like all those reports from the European Union about elections, African Union about elections, SADC about elections, they are just going to be reports. What counts, what holds the government of Zimbabwe accountable is the Zimbabwean constitution. So let's not pin all our hopes on outsiders, instead of looking into ourselves as Zimbabweans to try and find our own internal solutions. Because, you know, SADC, you know, whatever, European Union, even the United Nations, they will just talk. Policies that are in all those organizations that, you know, don't want to interfere, or they bind countries not to interfere with internal affairs of countries. And I want to, you know, shift more to the opposition itself finding a solution of not going to court because courts are captured. I don't know whether the opposition had all the evidence, like V11s, from all 12,000 polls for them to go to those captured courts and expose those captured courts to the world, that these courts are captured and they are corrupt. They did not have that. They don't want to blame themselves. Again, the problem we are having with the government, that they don't want to blame themselves. And if every one of us, as Zimbabweans, whichever political party we support, don't blame ourselves to find the common ground, we are not going to go anywhere. We always have disputed elections, always have arguments, and we're not going to go anywhere.
Mr. Bako, manzwa nyaya iri kutaurwa na Professor Masocha vari kudzokorora panyaya yebumbiro remitemo kuti munyika muri kuteerwa bumbiro remitemo hurumende iri kuti tiri kuteera bumbiro remitemo imiwo sebato rinopikisa hamuna kuenda kumatare muchipikisa zvakabuda musarudzo munozotarisira sei kunge muchibatsirwa nemapoka akaongorora sarudzo kana kwamuchange muchienda sebato
Zviripo ndezvekudai. Kana takutaura nyaya dzebumbiro remutemo, bumbiro remutemo iroro ndobumbiro remutemo rataishandisa patakaenda kusarudzo yedu, handidi? Bati bumbiro racho remutemo iroro rakatevedzerwa here musarudzo? Zvinova zviripo pamaripota akabva kumaobserva yekuti bumbiro remutemo chairo vakataga rakatadzikwa kutevedzerwa, kunyanya papati yezeki, kuti zeki haina kukwanisa kutevedzera bumbiro remutemo sezvariri. Ende zeki tisakanganwe kuti Electoral Act yedu yemuzimbabwe iripo, inobva mubumbiro remutemo wedu. Saka zeki yakatadza kutevedzera zvinotarisirwa kuti inge daro nebumbiro racho remutemo wedu wezimbabwe. Saka ipapo patakadaro heduka ichi sebato tiri kungoti ai bumbiro remutemo yese riripo, asi bumbiro remutemo rinorespektwa here kunyanya neve ari kutonga vava, kunyanya naiyo zani yacho, nayo gavhumendi yacho?
Ndikubatei muromo vabako, nekuti nguva dzinenge dzaakumhanya. Makupedzisira maakuita kunge maramwira munda kumakudo. You are just saying as a party, well, what happened happened, but we are not going to take any action because the courts are captured or no one is going to listen to us.
Aiwa, handipo handifurira kuti hasi kutorai senazi. Action inotorwa, and pati redu munoziva kuti pati yedu inobva kuvanhu, and vanhu ndo vachadetemina direction yatichaenda. Isisi tichateerera kuvanhu. I think kana makazvitarisa mukaona kuti tiri kudzokera kuvanhu, kuti tinoteerera kuti vanhu vari kuti todii nepatare iye zvinoizvi. And tiri ipapo yatingi even kuti takaregerere kuenda kumakosi zvine vanhu mukati. Kune vanhu vakataura mukati kuti uko kusiri kutambisa nguva yedu. Saka I think zvakawanda zviri kuitika, kutaura kwakawanda kuri kuitika, and tiri kungozosera kuvanhu. Vanhu ndovachataurisa kuti tiri kuenda, nekuti ndovachatiudza kuti bato yedu riri kufamba nepapi, richifamba sei.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bako. Let me go to Professor Masocha. Professor Masocha, these are platforms like the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. We saw President Mnangagwa among his entourage. There's ministers of finance, ministers of other ministries, or who lead other ministries. Do you think that Zimbabwe is going to get something outside of this meeting? Let's look at the economy. The Minister of Finance is here in America.
Well, I think they're going to get some audience. Investors always, go to such meetings to go and of investing in countries. But when they look deeper into Zimbabwe, whether it is a good country to invest their money, I don't think they will go to Zimbabwe at this point in time. So, because of a lot of other things that are there, these elections is going to, are going to be one thing, but they will find, investors to sit down with them and present their cases, because those investors are on the job to look for to look for opportunities to go and invest their money. But I wanted to come back briefly to Mr. Bako, who and his party seem to count more on foreign evidence that elections were this and that did not go good. What counts in a country?
Thank you.
Is evidence from Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Professor. I know Mr. Bako wanted to respond, but time is not on our side. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank you, our guests, and also out there, viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again. I am Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, hoping to see you on Monday.